The Coat by Claire Harris, published by The Book Next Door. Chapter 1. It was a Sunday in April, and suddenly the Melbourne wind was cold. Too cold for me. I shivered in my Brisbane clothes. "It's freezing here," I told my boyfriend Ed. He phoned me every day. "Then come back to Brisbane," he said. "I miss you, Annie darling." All that evening and next morning, as I hurried to the bus stop, I thought about Ed. "He doesn't understand," I thought. "I can't go back to Brisbane yet." I was shivering when I arrived at work. Sue, my boss, looked at my thin jacket. "Annie, you need a good coat," she said. She was wearing a thick red jacket. She looked wonderful. She always looked wonderful. "I'm not really cold," I said. It wasn't true. But I didn't have the money for a new coat. I had to save money, so I always walked home and looked around Melbourne. That day, I passed a second-hand shop. A sign in the window said, "Winter Coats Special." I looked away quickly. I didn't want a second-hand coat. I hated second-hand clothes. Chapter 2. The next morning, I wore two jumpers under my jacket. When I arrived at work, I saw a black coat on my chair. "Try it on," said Sue. "It's my old coat. You can borrow it." I picked up the coat. It was thick and soft with black buttons and a midnight blue lining. It looked expensive. I tried it on. It fitted perfectly. "Thanks, Sue." I was grateful. Well, part of me was grateful. Another part of me didn't want Sue's old coat. Yes, I was jealous. Sue had everything. Her import-export business, a big house, lovely children, expensive clothes. I had nothing. I lived in a tiny flat. I did office work and translations for Sue. When I lived in Brisbane, I worked as a cleaner. I wanted to start my own business making biscuits, but I couldn't get a bank loan. "How's Ed?" Sue asked. "Oh, fine. I talked to him last night." That was another problem. Ed wanted us to get married. He asked me almost every week, but I didn't want to get married. Sue's life was easy. Mine was difficult. It wasn't fair. Chapter 3.